I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking news.
Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk. We are covering live the impeachment inquiry hearings taking place on Capitol Hill right now. And it's been a very interesting event so far this morning. We've been covering it live since 9 a.m. and we encourage you to follow along with us. Right now, you can go to 97.1talk.com/Annie and you can see our impeachment inquiry bingo. And we all have our bingo cards ready to go in here. And so I think we're going to start playing in studio with our cards that we have. So if you'd like to join us, go download and print your card there. Ryan, any major takeaways so far? Are we going to wait and react after the hearing resumes here?
Yeah, I think the opening statements from Schiff and from Nunes were very interesting because they really framed up the whole inquiry and the strategy going into it. But the opening statements from the witnesses, that was just like listening to a sermon that wasn't prepared or was over prepared with no passion or real interest behind it. I mean, I don't get why we had to hear so much of the history of these people's lives in Ukraine before we got to the testimony. But then once the questions started, I think That's what we've been waiting to hear.
Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting afternoon here as we stick with this. So if you've been interested in hearing these impeachment inquiry hearings, if you haven't been able to listen so far and maybe you're joining us on your lunch break, we invite you to stick along with us because we will be carrying this live and we will react. Anytime they take a break, we'll jump in. We will give you our reaction. We're going to pull some people in, maybe Mark and Dave, if they're around here. We don't really know what the schedule is going to be. We don't have the idea of what the breaks, how long they're going to be. So we are going to play it by ear and we want you to come along with us. So we invite you to stream us on radio.com. You can stream us on facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. We are streaming live there as well. Lots of places you can take us or, you know, turn on your radio. We'd love to be with you on 97.1 FM.
Of the three scheduled witnesses, we've heard some from William Taylor, the top diplomat in Ukraine, George Kent, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs. We haven't heard yet from Marie Yovanovitch. She was ousted from her post as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. So I'm sure that will be up next. But how soon is yet to be determined.
So. Yeah, it's fun to watch what's taking place in these hearings, listen to the questions, listen to the responses, and then go survey Twitter because you get to get some of the reactions from different people who maybe aren't part of these hearings, aren't people who are asking the questions. Certainly, there are people who the Republicans have requested to participate that could take the stand, that could be questioned by both Republicans and Democrats. And Adam Schiff and the leaders have said, nope, we're not going to have those. He's got a very, very tight grip on who is being questioned and how this questioning is going. We're going to take a quick break right now. We are going to resume with these hearings as soon as they resume. So stick around with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. We are in the middle of live coverage of the impeachment inquiry hearing. I'm in here. Annie Fry, you're listening. Annie Fry, my show generally starts from noon and goes till 3 p.m. And we are carrying this live. Ryan Wiggins, Katie Fitzpatrick in here with us right now. We understand that Devin Nunes is going to be getting his questioning in here soon. And it looks as though we are about to start. Behind the Republicans, there are three signs there up by the dais. I'm concerned if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. That's a quote from Al Green, Representative Al Green. Another sign that says 93 days since Adam Schiff learned the identity of the whistleblower. And a third sign, the tweet from Mark Zaid, the lawyer of the whistleblower, and his tweet saying, hashtag coup has started, first of many steps, hashtag rebellion, hashtag impeachment will follow ultimately, hashtag lawyers. This is a tweet from January 30th of 2017. You will consider that to be very, very, very close in proximity to the inauguration of President Donald Trump.
That sign is interesting that says 93 days since Adam Schiff has learned the...
Oh, why is that?
Because in Adam Schiff's opening statements, actually, it was a point of order right after it started that somebody made, and he said, no, I don't know the identity of the whistleblower, which is amazing.
Yeah, so, he denied it. Absolutely. Yeah. We are resuming coverage, live coverage right now. Get your bingo cards out. Here we go.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news.
Welcome back to our special coverage of the impeachment inquiry hearings taking place on Capitol Hill right now. Adam Schiff leading this impeachment inquiry. Some very fiery moments that we have seen unfolding here, many from Jim Jordan, especially. At what a good move to put Jim Jordan on the House Intel Committee. That they were very smart.
Yeah, because he's not necessarily usually a part of that, but he is so good at making points. And man, you know, we've heard a lot of leading questions so far from both sides, but then we've also heard some really, really strong points made from both sides, but particularly from Jim Jordan.
So I want to encourage people to check us out at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. We are running a live broadcast there as well, where you can vote in our poll. Have you heard any detail that persuades you to believe Trump should be impeached? You can vote yes or no there. We've been having a running commentary here as well as we've been listening. But when we come back from this upcoming break here, we're going to get the top of the news, top of the hour news here in just a minute. We are going to take your reaction. So you can give us a call right now at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. You can get your reaction in on the show. The 2 o'clock hour, we are going to recap what we've heard and get your thoughts in here. Stick around. A lot more Annie Fry Show headed your way.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is The Annie Fry Show.
Even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what? We're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement. Never tweets about it. Never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're
Jordan.
The guy. You're the guy based on this, based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this.
And then all the church prayer chains were offended. They were triggered. Jim Jordan moving to the House Intel Committee specifically for this event did not disappoint today. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've been with you all day, although most of the time we have been covering this inquiry, this impeachment inquiry taking place on Capitol Hill. And I have to say that if you were leaning in to listen to what was going to be exposed today, if you were thinking, all right, I'm going to give this a chance, I'm going to wait and see what's really taking place and do they have a great reason to impeach this president, it is my estimation that you are no more confident at 2:12 on Wednesday afternoon that this president has done something so nefarious and so going against the interest of the American people that he should be removed from office. 314-241-9797 if you would like to give us a call. I would love to hear your reaction to the hearings today. Do you think that there's something that I missed, something huge that took place today that really makes you think, oh man, this president is toast? You can give us a call at 314-241-9797. A reminder that an eventual vote to impeach in the House will then send it to the Republican-controlled Senate, and then a two-thirds majority would have to vote in favor of removing the president from office. Fat chance on that.
Yeah, this is supposed to be headline day. You know, these are handpicked witnesses by the Democrats and by Adam Schiff. And so this was going to be the day that if there's a wow, this was it. And by all assessments, I don't think there has been that wow at this point.
I certainly don't. I mean, listening to it, we had so many conversations going through the hearings today. Like, should we stick with this? Should we go away? Should we break in and, you know, give our reaction to it and do a normal show? And I think it's really key to participate in the news while it happens. We don't get the opportunity to do that too terribly much, but this is it. This is the news. Just like when Adam Schiff went in front of that previous hearing and fabricate, he did it was like a sixth grade writing assignment. Write a dramatic story that explains something, you know. And he's so then he's giving this. Well, and then she said, and then I infer, you know. It's like Adam, Representative Schiff, Chairman Schiff. If the goods are there to remove the president of the United States, who has been duly elected by the American people, from office, why would you have to fabricate anything? And you would think that the issue that would be in front of the American people right now in order to engage in that impeachment would be so egregious that we would have heard today very quickly. We would have heard today and gone,
mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not good for the president. And it's still a matter of hearsay. I mean, you listen to Jim Jordan there talking and saying the testimony that you've been hearing today is what these individuals have heard other people say. They haven't even spoken with the president, not just about Ukraine. They've never spoken to the president. I mean, I'm looking at this going, I think, like, I want something out of this. I want that tangible thing that I can get my firm grip around. And it just seems to me to be narrative.
I've been really trying to grab the stuff from the left that's been like, you know, that, yeah, that's kind of dirty. That sounds bad. But what they've been focusing on is questioning Biden. So this was about Joe Biden, right? And the witness would say, yes, it seemed to me that he was focusing on Joe Biden. Rudy Giuliani was really trying to find out about Hunter Biden and therefore Joe Biden, which, of course, is more hearsay. But when they would focus on Biden, they weren't making any points beyond what Trump was already saying, which was that he was focusing on the corruption of the Bidens.
2016.
Yes.
And leading into the 2016 election.
So it's all the motive is still what's completely hearsay. We have no further evidence of anything that would say, yeah, we know for a fact that this was his motive, because he's saying, yes, I absolutely was trying to get Hunter Biden because I think there's corruption there. And we've seen nothing that said otherwise, that this was had to be political in nature, which is the whole point of the impeachment proceedings.
One of the witnesses, Ambassador Taylor, talking about the security assistance. So the whole idea of the quid pro quo was that's a this for that. Donald Trump wanted Ukraine to participate in investigating Hunter Biden and his relationship with the company Burisma, because Hunter Biden had no reason to be working in that capacity for that enormous amount of money, his connection to the vice president of the United States at the time, Joe Biden, who happens to be running for president in 2020, was of concern to the Trump administration and to our Justice Department. So the Trump campaign, what they wanted was an investigation into corruption that could have taken place with Hunter Biden and his partnership with Ukraine. And in turn, they were going to provide security assistance. That's the suggested quid pro quo.
And again, the whole notion of a rules-based order was being threatened by the Russians in Ukraine. So our security assistance was designed to support Ukraine. That's it. It was not just the United States. It was all of our allies.
So that's the Ambassador Taylor saying it was important for the United States to provide security assistance to Ukraine because Russia. That's important for us to do that. Well, here's Devin Nunes in his opening statement making a very key point.
Note this important fact. The security assistance was provided to Ukraine without the Ukrainians having done any of the things they were supposedly being blackmailed to do. So we're supposed to believe that President Trump committed a terrible crime that never actually occurred and which the supposed victim denies ever happened.
It's almost as if they're suggesting that President Trump haphazardly offered a quid pro quo, but was so ignorant in the way that he quid pro quos that he didn't get what he wanted, and he still provided the aid, and Ukraine didn't even know that the aid was being withheld in the first place.
Yeah,
we are really bad at quid pro quo. Really bad.
The only quo we've seen today is status.
Status
that
quo.
That was for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did
you're
you
welcome.
Write that down at like 10:15 and you're
I
like,
did.
I'm going to burn these guys with this one.
Oh, oh man. I've been sitting on that while we've been playing in Peaches and Cream Bingo.
Which has been great.
Nobody hit a bingo, though.
No.
Which
if we
has not been great.
Close. If we had started earlier, I'm real close.
If we had started earlier during the opening statements.
314-241-9797. I'm going to get to a couple of these phone calls here. We can continue to take them throughout the course of the rest of this show. Let's start with Ben. Ben, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. I haven't followed this closely, not as closely as everyone on the station, I'm sure. But the opening statement from the ambassador, the recounting with such specificity, I thought was pretty bad. Like, that did not sound – I really thought this was all nonsense until I heard that. It sounded like a rough deal, and that the president was maybe involved in some things that he should not have been. My perspective from the opening statement from the ambassador.
Sure. And we've got a lot of sound from that statement as well. But, what was it that the president did that you think Ambassador Taylor made clear to you that he did that was wrong?
First of all, I think from what I understand and what I then read online during the his opening statement about him, he seems to be an extremely... His credentials are pretty solidified as a stand-up guy who's been serving his country for an extraordinary period of time.
Sure. But what did he expose that Trump did that really made you think this isn't good?
I think that the fact that he was sitting there, this man himself, saying that all these things in his life as an ambassador, as well as his time serving the country, that he thought those things, knowing much more than I do about these topics, he thought those were out of bounds, and that there was two.
Which things did Ambassador?
I guess it would be that he saw that there was two distinct roadways being followed as far as our coordination with the Ukraine and their in our assistance to them. That there was one path being taken by Mr. Giuliani in his group, and then another path taken by, which was the more formal group of assigned ambassadors and diplomats, and that the two only really converged at a point when things are going very wrong. And that there was this whole other group of people doing these things on our behalf, which were not part of the regular order of doing business for the United States.
Okay,
they were
Ben.
Completely different.
Yeah, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate you weighing in here. I'm going to get some more reaction as well. 314-241-9797. Eric, you're going to be up here as soon as we come back. The only thing that I would say to that, Ben, is that there wasn't any aid that was withheld from Ukraine in exchange for anything else. And what is being implied that the president asked for didn't even happen. So the ask from the president, according to the Democrats, this investigation in Hunter Biden, there was no compliance with that. And when there was no compliance with that, there was still no aid that was being withheld.
Yeah, if the argument has shifted to Trump's doing things in a weird way, well, that's kind of the whole presidency. I mean, he does things outside of
normal
means. Yeah, that's
not surprised.
And if he's going, his Ambassador Taylor's argument has been, yeah, he was using a different means of communication. He's using this kind of underground way. And the fact that Trump was not using him because the guy is obviously he's testifying against him in Congress right now.
You think he didn't trust him?
You don't
him?
Think he trusted him? Maybe he was using it a different way.
Well, just to make this day a little bit crazier, I think the president's going to speak soon. I got to get to a break because Katie's going to kill me. So in just a minute, we'll be right back with more phone calls. 314-241-9797. Stick around.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Democrats depicted the president saying, quote, "I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand? Lots of it. On this and on that," unquote. The transcript did not show President Trump saying anything remotely like that. The president did not ask Ukraine to make up dirt on anyone. But the Democrats are not trying to discover facts. They're trying to invent a narrative. And if the facts they need do not exist, then they'll just make it up.
That's part of Representative Nunes's opening statement and just a little bit more from the Republican side in their response to Adam Schiff and the impeachment inquiry that has been taking place today. So it's still happening. We broke from it about 40 minutes ago, and they have not broken yet. We were under the implication that they were going to break for lunch.
Which never happened.
They must have rumblies in their tumblies.
Or they're eating granola.
Slowly on the side. Yeah.
You know, today has been almost like the last 2.5 months boiled down into a day. Mm-hmm. Where at first you're like, oh, wow, this is really something interesting. And as it's gone on, it's like, no, this is actually the same thing over and over again.
Yes. We should have played the impeaches and cream music behind the entire
the whole day
hearing. The whole time. Maybe if Days of Our Lives really does go off the air, we can slide in the whatever 1 p.m. spot on NBC. 314-241-9797. I want to get to some reaction from listeners. You've been with us today. We've been covering this since 9 a.m. The president is supposed to speak soon. We're going to try to get to that as well. Eric, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Annie.
Hi.
With respect to Ambassador Taylor, you know, he's a very accomplished diplomat and well-respected, but my first impression of his statement was partisan. He appears to have everything against the president, and he almost, it just seemed as though, was he coached or is this what they expected from him? Obviously, he's their number one witness, and I got to tell you, he did not come across as somebody, as he claimed to be, nonpartisan.
Well, thank you for the call, Eric. I appreciate it. And, I think when you listen to what these two witnesses said today in this hearing, many of the things that they said were based on their experience, but none of it was based on their firsthand experience. They sourced so much of the response of what they provided here to the questioners on the House Intelligence Committee based on what they heard. And at one point, there was a Democratic representative that says sometimes hearsay evidence is even better than actual evidence. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, yeah, it's been interesting because we come out into the day and we're hearing from people firsthand who are much more knowledgeable than pundits. And so you immediately go, wow, this is interesting. I'm glad to be hearing from somebody with such accomplishments who's right there, a part of this. But then the further you get into it, the more you realize none of these people talked to the president. None of these people had firsthand knowledge of anything. And again, I use the phrase, this is headline day. This is where you bring out your strongest case.
Yeah.
And if this is the strongest case, then we're right back to where we started.
And it's whether it's a strong enough case for the House Dems, it is not, in my opinion, anywhere near a strong enough case for even the likes of a Mitt Romney in the Senate.
No,
to say. I mean, he will have to answer to his constituents in Utah, and I don't think that the Republican voters in Utah are looking at this saying he's got to be out. Real quick, Pam, wanted to get your phone call in here. Thanks for giving us a ring.
Oh, yes. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Doing okay. Thank you.
I'm just, I just wanted to call, you know, and just say, you know, this has got me very upset and saddened about what they're doing to Trump. And he doesn't deserve this at all. I think he's the best president that, you know, I mean, we've had in a long time. And a lot of people are not even caring to see the things he has really done for us, you know.
Yeah.
And I was watching it on TV today, and I think when I see the Mr. Jordan, I mean, I really like him because, I mean, he just puts everything out there the way it really is, you know.
Yeah.
He really does. And I just, you know, I feel bad for him, and I really don't think that they're going to be able to pull this off. I don't. They're wrong. They're wrong the whole nine yards, you know what I mean? And I think that I think about, you know, how it's got to be affecting, you know, his family, too. You know, his daughter, his son, and everything. It's got to be making them feel horrible.
Pam, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And I think there's a lot of people who share your sentiment about looking at this as something that is very contrived. And I think there are people who are looking at it as well with some skepticism and asking themselves, did the president of the United States do something that qualifies as a high crime or misdemeanor? Does he need to be reprimanded at best or removed from office at worst? And I don't know that it's there. So that they have now taken a break from the initial round of questioning there in Capitol Hill, and the president is to speak soon. I assume that the president was waiting to potentially have this break happen. So
that it may happen now.
So that may happen very soon. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, if the president is speaking while we are still here, we will carry that for you. So stick around. 314-241-9797 if you'd like to react. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what? We're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement. Never tweets about it. Never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're the
Jordan.
Guy. You're the guy based on this. Based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this.
314-241-9797. If you want to weigh in on today's hearing, not getting anything from you folks on the Facebook Live right now that suggests that you have had your mind changed. Seems pretty apparent that what you felt you knew before, you probably know the same now, and we carry on. So there will be more hearings. Friday is the next one scheduled?
Well, that's the next scheduled one, but we were supposed to hear from Marie Yovanovitch today, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. And I don't know if it just went too long because they've called it for the day. Mm-hmm. So it's over. We're going to hear, well.
It's because they're all really hungry.
They're starving.
It's hard to do a show noon to three because you don't want to fill your belly up right before you start talking into the mic. You don't have a problem with it, Ryan.
No, you just eat while you talk.
It's terrible.
Into the microphone.
I don't think, you know, the subtlety of the misophonia problem that I have that we talked about for like 45 minutes hasn't really
tell us
sunk
your problems.
In. But I cannot eat right before I go on the air. But we started this morning. I mean, we were in here at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's been a long day of listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange being in the studio and not saying anything, but it's been yeah, I just wonder. I wonder if everybody listening has been as engrossed as we have been in all the questioning, the back and forth, or if it's just been like, well, this is another day in the Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's ultimately what it's going to be. But I just don't know if it's been, you know, hang by the seat of your pants,
yeah,
your radio or whatever.
The
so.
President is supposed to be speaking. It was scheduled for 2, but we assume that he was just waiting for the testimony to be over because obviously all the networks were covering the testimony, and I doubt that they would have broken away from that for the president. So he has been waiting. I don't know if we're going to get it in here before 3 o'clock, but we will certainly have coverage for it. Whatever is announced today, he will be speaking with the Turkish leader. And
yeah, technically, he's not supposed to be talking about impeachment. And if it were any other president doing this, I would think
there's no technically in this administration.
We know Trump.
He would be probably not.
Honestly, I think technically speaking,
somebody's going to ask a question. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling he'll not deflect.
It's a sham. It's a witchcraft.
It's a witchcraft.
It's witch hunt. It's a hoax.
It's a witch hunt. Yeah.
You know, I don't know how much we're going to cover these hearings on Friday. I'm interested to hear what happens next. I would love for you to reach out to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show, and let us know here on the Annie Fry Show how you like to be able to tune in and listen to these hearings. Give us a message there and let us know. 314-241-9797 if you want to get your reaction into today's hearings. We'll start with Craig. Craig, thanks for calling the show.
How you doing?
Doing fine, Craig. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. I've been listening to most of this, you know, pretty much most of the day. I'm a salesman. I live over here in Illinois.
Awesome.
But, you know, it just goes back to the Democrats, you know. Ever since Trump's been there, all they've been doing is trying to get this man out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for him. I'm going to vote for him again. All my family's going to vote for him again. And I really just hope, it's just my opinion, that I just hope this blows back up in the Democrats' face.
You think it's going to?
Oh, yes. I mean, with what I've been listening to, I mean, they're, you know, I hope it does. I really hope it does, and I really think it's going to. I think it's going to just backfire on them.
Craig, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And, you know, when it comes to people who can spend time with this and listen to it, I know that it's hard to listen to these things if you're in and out and in and out and in and out all the time. But to be able to listen to the long form context of this, I think is a very valuable thing for the American people to have access to this information, because this is what you would refer to as an original source to listen to this hearing and hear and react for yourself. You're not. And we're going to react to it. You're going to hear what I think, what Ryan thinks, what Katie thinks, what tomorrow we hope to have Rodney Davis on. We're, I think, going to have him on in the noon hour. They offered to come on at 2:50. And we're like, the president might just
do
that. So we're going to try to get Rodney Davis on. Tell me who else we have on tomorrow.
We have Hans von Spakovsky.
Can't wait for that.
He's going to be on with us at 12:26. We have Tyrus, of course. Mm-hmm. Always a different perspective. And then we're going to have Judge Napolitano on with us.
Which I know some of you just love to hate.
Well, I'm interested in that one.
Yeah, I want to hear his reaction to what took place. And I know that for the people who are like firm about Judge Knapp being a never Trumper, whether he is or he isn't, he's never told me specifically. I understand why people get that kind of MO from him, but I do like to hear what he says about it, because what he is going to say about it is what other people are going to say about it. I think exposing ourselves to different takes on what happened today will be very helpful for us to kind of know the landscape going forward. So we'll have Hans von Spakovsky on, who the entire time that we talked to him during the Mueller investigation and after the Mueller report, what he said was going to happen happened. Mm-hmm. Like, without exception, he was spot on. And he's been reacting to this also on Fox News quite a bit, become a Fox News contributor, maybe not like in the official capacity, but he's been a go-to for Big Fox. So we will have him on tomorrow as well. And we'll probably talk to Tyrus about...
Who knows what?
I'm going to ask him about the Bruins hockey coach that got fired. I don't know if you know about that story, but the hockey coach made a comment about something that has to do with respecting veterans and people who are from... the country versus people who are not from the country should still all be appreciated for appreciating their veterans and wearing the poppy that many people wear for it. He is the, I think, the broadcaster for the Bruins, former coach of the Bruins.
Wow.
And they canned him. So I'm going to ask him about that.
I have heard about this, but it was all secondhand, so I probably shouldn't testify about it.
Yeah, you could testify. You could say whatever you want about it.
Anything goes.
You could probably get a promotion here. So let's take some phone calls. I got just a couple minutes left here. John, thanks for calling the show. Real quick.
Yeah, hey, real quick. So they keep asking the witnesses if certain things are appropriate. I haven't heard anybody ask, you know, would the president's request be appropriate if the Bidens were not part of the equation?
If
the
president,
there are no names mentioned whatsoever. Hey, we want to look into the corruption of A, B, and C, right? I'd like for you to do me a favor and look into that. Is the Biden involvement the only thing that's driving the whole impeachment inquiry? Like, is that the impeachable offense? You take that up, now it's not impeachable? I haven't heard any really kind of analysis around that.
That's a great question, John. I appreciate it, because the Bidens being the party that is involved in Joe Biden, the fact that he is running for president in 2020 is what allows the Democrats to suggest that this is dirt on a political opponent. Mark, thanks for calling the show. Real quick.
Hey, just to let you know, I will be a two-time Trump voter. But I think the only thing that's going to come out of this is to prove to the American public that there's a two-tiered justice system and a huge waste of money. Any one of us who made false accusations against somebody and it cost $40 million to investigate, we'd be sitting in jail and paying some of that money back. But Adam Schiff will just make up another lie.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. The two-tier justice system, we've been hearing about that for quite some time with Hillary, with Trump, and many other people who are involved. Chris, I got about 30 seconds here. I wanted to get you in before we had to go.
First off, thanks for airing that. I think it's very helpful for me. I am a conservative, and I went into this thinking Trump is not a politician. He could have slipped up here and made a mistake, but I think he did not. This is the Democrats swinging and missing.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate you weighing in. Appreciate you being with us today as we covered this live. Make sure you reach out to the Facebook page and let us know if you liked being able to tune in and rely on us having that. If you would have rather just heard regular programming, love to hear what you think about it, because I have a feeling we're going to continue to have opportunities to bring you straight to the source. And we'd love to serve you in the best way we can. So you can go to Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow to contact us. Send us a message there. Ryan, Katie, thanks. That was a crazy day.
So fun.
Absolutely.
Great day.
And we'll see what tomorrow and Friday hold.
Yeah. Judge Knapp and Hans von Spakovsky. And Ryan Wiggins.
And I know from talking to Dave Glover, he's got some interesting takes on this coming up next.
Absolutely.
Week.
Stick around. DGS right up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.